All right, you are back on the other note slash extra tonal. Jeez, I can almost.
It's okay. I called you Jazz Boulevard. It's fine. Yeah. And then the one note, and you're like, dude, seriously?
And you just heard. Okay, so there was a slight programmer error there. I started on track 4, and then we last just played track 3. So the song you just heard was Le Echo des Brumes. Don't beat me up for not being able to speak French. And then the song that we heard just before that was Jean Reve in Noir et Blanc. Garen Fitzgerald of Extra Tonal. One day I'll get it right.
Is it right?
How did you, what did you think of those two songs?
Dude, I loved all the little synthy noodling in the Jean Reve in Noir et Blanc. I don't see what this is. It's far away.
Yeah.
But I loved all the synthy noodles in that first track, and like the textures were cool. And that last track was interesting. It was kind of like, what did it remind me of? It kind of reminded me of, I can't remember the name of the artist now, but a jazz thing I listened to a while ago.
Fair enough.
But it was nice and twinkly and had like a lot of cool little, movement in there in terms of the instrumentation and stuff.
It was totally fair. That first song, because it was much more on like the fusion jazz song side, it reminds me like the archetypal fusion jazz artist that I think of, especially with the way the bass was being played, was Marcus Miller.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not, for whatever reason, I always think of Marcus Miller with that kind of jazz music, and that one wasn't the most Marcus Miller-esque, but I was like, Marcus Miller was somewhere in the process of people thinking about this song. The last song was also very interesting to me. It's more like that kind of softer, more, I don't want to say lullaby-esque.
It reminded me of the Charlie Brown Christmas album.
Oh, Vince Guaraldi.
Vince Guaraldi
is awesome.
Like the tinkling piano stuff especially.
Yeah. Vince Guaraldi does have that like delicate but very like adventurous, I guess, sound. I think he did, one of these days, I should actually play some of the music that he did with Bola Sete, who is a Brazilian guitarist, and they did a lot of like bossa nova stuff together. They did like 3 or 4 albums.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You gotta put that on here, man.
Bola Sete, yeah. He was actually, Vince Guaraldi died really young. I think he was like early 40s.
Cancer
or something, and it was it was kind of a sad thing, but yeah, definitely he had a long career also outside of just like his majority jazz music, but of making music for TV shows, obviously Charlie Brown being the most famous, but yeah. But anyways, that's a separate day of music that I should do.
Yeah,
with that, let's move on to the song that I brutalized in my pronunciation,
but got right in terms of the translation.
I did. I didn't let my arm get tired patting myself on the back for getting it right, but I was tempted. So, Sous une odeur de ozone, track 5 off of Tur by M.E.R. Rozelle, the M.E.R. Rozelle trio, sorry. And then, wow, L'Ur de Fuelles? Nope.
What is it with French? I think it's like fui. I think you just don't pronounce the double L really.
Yeah. Confuse me. Yeah. No, you're right.
I don't know.
L'Ur de Fui Oblaise. Ooh.
Obladi, obladi, oblada.
Yeah, I don't think it's that, but I'm trying. I'm trying for the good people of the radio who tune in every Wednesday to the other note on CJSF Radio 90.1.
Oh, wait, before you cut it off, you got to tell everybody how they can tell you what they think about your pronunciation.
You are so right. Thank you so much to the co-pilot of this spaceship. We have open text request, which is a way for you, the listener, to text into the show and tell us what you think. And the number for that, please, everybody, get your cell phones out or your pens ready. It is 778-782-2573. And you can tell us how you feel about this music, how you feel about the, I don't know if this counts as a peaceful transition, because we're just hanging out right now.
Yeah, man, it's cool.
and how you feel about the attempts to pronounce this French. I don't even know if I can pronounce English at this point. Anyways, back to Emmy, our Rossel trio. You are back with The Other Note on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. We just heard Lou des Fuis. Oh, I don't know, man. I'm just going to give up on that one. But I'm going to go back to the tried and true Sous un odeur de ozone. I am here with Garen, who is still laughing at me for my...
No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
Okay, totally.
Because this is hilarious. No, because I feel your pain. Like, French is... If you're not a French speaker, French is very difficult.
That's
and I'm not a French speaker.
Yeah, no, we're definitely not. Even though it is... Well, I guess is it now your country, Canada? Do you now have your...
Oh, I have my PGWP, so I can be here until 2029, but I don't have, like, PR or residency or citizenship or anything.
Well, in my country.
Oh, yes, well, in your country.
It is our other official language. Anyways...
But we're not in Quebec.
Yeah, but it's still other official language.
It's the other language.
Yeah. While the music was playing, we had a very interesting, at least to me, conversation about flat round versus round wound bass strings.
Mm.
And Garen was telling me that one of the big differences is that round wound, you said, had less top end and were easier to pluck and felt more like stand-up bass. Is that correct?
Yeah, for me, as someone who came from stand-up bass to electric bass, I like the feel of round wound. But yeah, they don't have quite the same sustain as... flat wound versus... Flat wound is the smooth ones. Round wound is the ridgy ones that most people play on. Flat wound, yeah, it doesn't have the same kind of sustain in general as round wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, it doesn't have the same kind of, like... I played in my rock band for a while with flat wounds just to experiment. And I found that they didn't play as well with distortion and fuzz and stuff like that. Like, I didn't get quite the feel I was looking for.
Mm.
They definitely feel more like stand-up bass strings. They react in a similar way.
Mm-hmm.
And, but put those on a fretless bass and I'm in heaven.
That's cool, though. It does make sense because, and you were also saying the sustain changes more if you add weights to the body of the bass.
Oh, yeah. In general, like if you add, where have I seen? Like I've seen people clamp weights onto headstocks of basses and guitars, too.
Mm.
But if you add weight to the instrument, it tends to increase the sustain of the strings because physics.
Mm.
I don't know why.
Interesting.
That's why I like Les Paul guitars, which are super heavy in general. Like, they have a lot more sustain.
Interesting. All right. Well, we are learning some interesting things in this music journey we're all doing together. And for that song, the one song that I can actually pronounce, Sous un odeur de ozone, we were having a conversation about how it reminded you of video game fight music.
You were saying like anime fight music, and I agreed. And it definitely, like, if there were some more like heavy pads, a little more electric guitar, if the compression was a little more attacky, like punchy, that could totally, like, it was kind of reminding me a little bit of, what's it called? Why am I blanking? Not Samurai Champloo. The other one with the Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It reminded me of some of the fight scenes where, like, they're flying their spacecraft around shooting at each other.
No, that's totally fair. And we were talking about how the start of it sounded very fusion jazzy, and the middle part was kind of more calmed down, but the last part you had said reminded you of prog rock.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely getting prog rocky.
Which is, like, a very cool and interesting thing to add. And I don't know if I'll actually have time for this, because our last song, this next song, is 5 minutes, so we may or may not have a second for me to throw on a jazz song by a Japanese band that kind of has a similar but still different feel. So anyways, this is enough of us talking in order to potentially maybe kind of sort of have time for that music. We're going to go to the last song on the album we are listening to together here on The Other Note, Tur by the Emmy R. Rossell Trio. And this last song is, I don't think it's actually in French, Clara Fardiga Ga. Ooh, don't beat me up for that pronunciation. You are listening to The Other Note on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. ¶¶ All right. That was Clara Fardiga Ga by the M.E.R. Rossell Trio. I continue to fail to be able to speak any language, but this is a song that was, I kind of thought about it a little bit as we were playing that one song, The Smell of Ozone, which I can't pronounce in French anymore. But anyways, this band is a cool band from Japan called Jizui, and this song is Rain Dog, which is, in my opinion, somewhat similar but still different from what we were hearing before.